the Bruins are back on top in Boston, which raises the question, can their sport be far behind? WBUR's Doug Tribou attended the victory parade and talked with fans about the team and the game they love.
While the victory parade was a celebration of the current champs, it was also a nostalgic moment for many of the fans wearing Bruins jerseys, t-shirts, face paint, and anything else they could get in black and gold. Duxbury resident Jerry Smith remembers watching games on TV in the 70s and squeezing in some practice during the broadcasts.
I couldn't actually sit and watch the game because I would have to get up in between periods and go play street hockey in the garage. I have a couch that I still remember diving over because I was Bobby Orr flying through the air, and me and every other kid in Boston, this is a hockey town.
The gold dome of the State House was gleaming, and a massive banner congratulating the Bruins hung in front. Smith and his son Owen were standing on the grassy hill below, looking toward Tremont Street, where the duck boats carrying players were about to pass.
The last time the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, I was 11 years old. He's 11 years old, so this was sort of symbolic in a lot of ways, and I felt like everything was lining up, and this might sound a little hokey, but I knew from day one that they were going to win.
Despite his love for hockey, Owen admits that baseball is his top sport. But among his favorite athletes, a scrappy goaltender is gaining on a certain scrappy second baseman.
I would choose Dustin Pedroia right now because he's one of the best on the Red Sox, but Tim Thomas is still really cool.
Bobby Orr and the Big Bad Bruins helped hockey's popularity in New England soar in the 70s. Pete Traversi, who coaches youth hockey in Cambridge, expects this Stanley Cup championship to give the sport another boost.
When I was a kid, they built rinks based on the Bruins' success. And I don't know that they're going to build rinks, but they're certainly going to, I think you'll see an uptick in enrollment, which has been slacking in this area.
One thing that's definitely more popular today than it was when the Bruins last won the Cup is girls and women's hockey. Alex Martini lives in Cohasset, plays girls' youth hockey, and wears number 17 in honor of Bees winger Milan Lucic. The 13-year-old says the Bruins' performance in the playoffs definitely increased the interest in hockey at her school.
A bunch of my friends who don't even like, a bunch of them who don't play sports watch the game.
And they start getting into it, yeah. And were you saying, hey, I've been into this all
the time? Yeah, I was like, how can you not be into this at all?
Bringing home the cup has guaranteed Tim Thomas, Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, and Zdeno Chara their places on the list of household names among Boston's sports heroes. And if you're worried about the legends of cup-winning teams of 1970 and 72 fading from memory, don't. 7-year-old Cohasset resident Danny Talachi is among the young fans who have a solid sense of Bruins history.
And who's your favorite Bruin?
Bobby Orr.
And why Bobby Orr?
Because he's the best hockey player ever.
But will all of the excitement mean that ice rinks across Massachusetts will be jam-packed next fall? Maybe. But either way, the Bruins have accomplished something the region hasn't seen in a long time. The sport of hockey, top of mind, in the middle of June.
We got the cup.
For WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.